Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, December 11th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. On Friday, Apple shut down Beeper Mini, made by the company Beeper, that had reverse-engineered the iMessage protocol to let Android users have blue bubble conversations with iPhone users over iMessage. Apple says the move protects its users by blocking techniques that exploit fake credentials for iMessage access, citing what it deemed significant risks to user security and privacy. Over the weekend, U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren wrote in support for Beeper on X, saying, "Green bubble texts are less secure, so why would Apple block a new app allowing Android users to chat with iPhone users on iMessage?" Warren added that big tech executives are protecting profits by squashing competitors. Chatting between different platforms should be easy and secure. On Sunday, Beeper posted on X it was working on the outage and hopes to have good news to share soon. Microsoft announced it's formed an alliance with the American Federation of Labor and Congress of Industrial Organizations, which includes 60 labor unions representing 12.5 million workers. The agreement gives labor leaders and workers formal training on how AI works, starting in the winter of 2024. Microsoft will in turn get feedback from various labor groups and will focus on unions and workers in key selected sectors. The initiative also includes neutrality terms that would make it easier for unions to organize within Microsoft, where the company would commit to not waging anti-union campaigns if workers do organize. Last week, the UK's Competition and Markets Authority started asking interested parties if they think Microsoft's investment in OpenAI is essentially the same as a merger. In other words, does Microsoft essentially have control of OpenAI? Once the CMA receives comments, it will decide on whether to open an investigation. The US FTC is also making preliminary inquiries into Microsoft's OpenAI investment to determine whether a formal review is necessary as well. ByteDance-owned TikTok has agreed to invest $1.5 billion in a joint venture with Indonesia's GoTo's e-commerce unit Tokopedia that TikTok will then control. This allows ByteDance to restart its shopping app in Indonesia, with TikTok getting a 75% stake in that venture and running the shopping features, and GoTo becoming a passive backer of the Tokopedia operation. Bloomberg sources say that Apple is trying to expand its spatial audio offerings with new incentives to both artists and record labels to produce music taking advantage of the Dolby Atmos technology. Incentives could reportedly be higher royalty payments, but a listener wouldn't necessarily have to even play the Atmos version of a song as long as the artist offers it. Apple launched spatial audio to Apple Music back in 2021. In his Power On newsletter, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that Apple may release a new iPad Pro, iPad Air, and possibly 13 and 15-inch versions of an M3 MacBook Air in March. Apple may also sunset its M1 MacBook Air at this point, which it first launched back in 2020. I have one. I love it. The new iPad Pro is expected to get Apple's new M3 chip, plus an OLED display and 11 and 13-inch options. The iPad Air may get a 10.9-inch and a new 12.9-inch version and use the M2 chip. Gurman also says Apple's Vision Pro launch is still targeting January, with retail store employee training being scheduled now. Speaking of VR, a team at Northwestern University developed VR goggles for mice, which cover not only a mouse's face but most of its body, where the goggles simulate overhead threats, for example, a bird of prey looking for a meal, and then studies the mice's brain activity. The technique, published in the journal Neuron last week, is called Miniature Rodent Stereo Illumination VR, or IMRSIV, and has the goggle view positioned at the front of a treadmill, covering the mouse's field of view as it runs in place. The VR environment lets the researchers record responses, like if a mouse freezes in place or speeds up, and then their neural activity. The research term says in the future, it could also let the mice act as predators and measure brain activity when hunting insects. And finally, Phoronix reports that the latest release of Linux can generate a full-screen error message. Like the never-appreciated but illustrative Windows blue screen of death, it will be used to log errors. In situations where Linux fails to boot, the error can generate a QR code that can then be scanned to get more information on what happened. It's still an experimental feature, but if it gets enough praise, it could make it into distros next year. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.